skimp on grace, that he doesn't dish it out in a miserly fashion. In all areas, his benevolent kindness is lavish as he dispenses grace. Maybe the best summation of that is found earlier in 2 Corinthians. If you go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, you read there these words. And this comes not only by direct revelation through the Holy Spirit to the mind of Paul as he wrote, but also corroborated by Paul's own experience. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance of grace for every good deed. Now, the extent of this grace is indicated by the grandiose terms that are used. Not just grace, but all grace. Not just all grace, but all grace abounding. Not occasionally, but always, having all sufficiency in all things. You have an abundance for all good deeds and good works. The lavishness of this grace is again brought to our minds in the language that is used in that verse. It is grace that saves us. It is grace that sanctifies us. It is grace that gives us understanding of the Word. It is grace that gives us wisdom to apply it. It is grace that gives us the power to overcome temptation and sin. It is grace that allows us to obey the Lord. It is grace that enables us to serve and to minister. It is grace that carries us through suffering with endurance. It is grace that lifts us above disappointment and pain. That is why this grace is called the surpassing grace of God in you. The surpassing grace of God in you. 2 Corinthians 9:14. What a profound promise of God that all the grace and more is available to us. Now let's apply that in a very common category, the category of suffering. Job was obviously correct when he said this, "Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." In other words, as inevitable as